The restaurant industry has been one of the hardest hit during the COVID-19 pandemic. Many places have yet to reopen, and many never will. It's unclear when and if we'll see a return to normal when we do go out to eat. Adam Reiner is a food writer and founder of The Restaurant Manifesto. He writes, the key to rebuilding the food industry should start with destroying the chains. He joins us live now on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline. Adam, thank you for joining us this morning. In your piece, you write that most people think of food chains as fast food, but what you're talking about is more like the mid-casual dining range, aren't you?
In my article, I kind of highlight what I refer to as restaurant deserts. We're able to look at some of these communities that have shortfalls of fresh food, nutritious food, and we call them food deserts. But in my view, I think there's also something called a restaurant desert, which is an area that doesn't have access to good restaurants. And we think about that usually as a fast food problem, but it's actually something that you do see affecting communities more in the mid-tier or aspirational brands too.
One of the things in your piece that you wrote that really grabbed my attention that I had never really given any thought to was you say, in the same way that retail empires like Target and Walmart have hastened a mass extinction event among small retail businesses across the country, independent restaurants have largely been displaced by corporate brands. Talk a little bit more about that, if you would, please.
Sure. Well, first of all, the Independent Restaurant Coalition estimates that up to 85% of independent restaurants may close as a result of the coronavirus pandemic. So we're in the middle of what is like an extinction event for the restaurant industry. And if we're thinking about rebuilding the industry, I like to think about it like tearing up the fields and replanting the seeds. And if we do that, we don't want to be farming in an industrial way where it's monoculture. We want to create an environment that can sustain a lot of diverse businesses and in a way that gives nutrition back to the soil and to kind of help maintain healthy roots. And in my view, I see what's happened over the last 30, 40 years, that there's a gradual erosion of the American way of eating that I associate with the growth of chain restaurants.
Adam, I confess, business is not my strong suit. What makes it so much harder for a mom-and-pop restaurant to make it compared to a chain like, say, Applebee's?
Well, I think it starts, first of all, in real estate. Most of these big chains have more capital, so they're able to negotiate better terms. Many of them own the buildings that they're in. That's the first thing. Scale is a big issue. They can have more purchasing power. Small mom-and-pop shops don't. Right now, what's happening across the country is that you have increasing operating costs, like labor costs. So there may be things like technology that smaller restaurants don't have as much advanced technology. It's a very, very complicated conversation, but one I think that can really be improved on the local level, where ordinances can, just like they keep out in certain towns, Walmarts and Targets, you can have the same legislation that tries to support independent businesses instead of, you know, allowing these chains to come in and invade.
You know, earlier you alluded to the health factor. What guarantee do we have, though, that a mom and pop, a single standing restaurant, would serve more nutritious food than a chain?
I think in general, the smaller restaurants tend to have a shorter supply chain. So, your question is a good one, and there's no way that you can necessarily guarantee it. But I think that when you're dealing with chains, you may have, like, let's say, fresh tomatoes, where you're buying fresh tomatoes for the entire group, and it comes from a further distance than it would if you were just, having a small independently run restaurant. They might buy tomatoes from a local merchant that where it travels less distance. So it's really about trying to get, fresher food to the communities. But to be honest with you, it's also an issue about the history of those communities. If you lose a business that has roots in a community that's a mom-and-pop shop, when they close, you also lose history from those places in those neighborhoods. Whereas if you lose a chain restaurant, all you're really losing is a place to get a quick sandwich.
Adam Reiner, thanks for joining us this morning. It's a really interesting topic and one we'll certainly be keeping an eye on as the restaurant industry struggles through the pandemic. Adam Reiner, a food writer and founder of The Restaurant Manifesto. KCBS News Time, 10:36, just 2 minutes away from traffic.